Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Count Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton as one of the many Capitol Hill Democrats and some Republicans sharply critical of President Trump's executive order to ban immigrants and refugees from seven predominantly Muslim countries. Congressman Moulton joins us now to talk about the ban and what might come next. Good morning and thanks for joining WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask, you have said the order makes the U.S. less safe and will put our troops' lives at risk. How so?
Well, Donald Trump's executive order, his Muslim ban, is already being used by terrorist groups like ISIS to incite attacks against us. They're already using it in their propaganda. And it will also make it more difficult for us to get those critical Muslim allies in our fight against terror, the people who serve as translators for our troops' patrols overseas, the people who serve as intelligence service sources for us. If we don't have those allies, we're not going to be able to find the terrorists who are the enemies of the United States.
You served four tours as a Marine Corps infantry officer in Iraq, one of the seven countries in the executive order. How is it going to affect the U.S. standing on the ground there?
The country of Iraq has already said that they're going to start taking reciprocal action against the United States to ban their own travel. So we can see from day one, this will reduce our standing. But it's not just about our standing with the Iraqi government. It's even more importantly, our standing with the Iraqi people, the people that we rely on to work with in the fight against terror. I worked with translators every single day. I literally put my life in their hands. And we had a motto in the 1st Marine Division, which was no better friend, no worst enemy. Everyone knows what it means to be the worst enemy of the Marines. But the first part of that, no better friend, is even more important. That means if you're going to put your life on the line, not just for your country, but for ours, that we'll keep you safe. We'll be your best friend. And now we're abandoning these people to our enemies.
How would you, if you were on the ground in Iraq right now, how would you try to explain what's happening in the U.S., explain this executive order to the interpreters you were working with?
What I would say to the interpreters is that this executive order is illegal. It's against our values. And that's why you see so many hundreds of thousands of Americans across the country protesting Donald Trump. He's the least popular president in American history. I saw his approval rating is down to 36%. So what I would say to these Iraqis is that these executive orders do not represent the majority of the American people. They do not represent our values, and we're going to get them overturned.
You know, on the other side of this, though, in the big picture, you and other opponents of what the president has done can't be that surprised because he's essentially doing what candidate Donald Trump said he would do.
I'm not surprised, and that's why I didn't vote for the guy. But there are an awful lot of Americans who said, oh, well, you know, he won't really be that bad or he won't really live up to these campaign promises. After all, we've never had a president or a presidential candidate lie more in American history. By some nonpartisan estimates, 80% of what Donald Trump says are lies. The scary thing is now we've got the worst of both worlds, where he's not following through on his good campaign promises, like actually disclosing his tax returns, but he is following through on all the terrible things that he said he would do.
The federal courts have put temporary stays on the president's executive order. A group of Democrats are getting together on Capitol Hill this morning to try and get some legislation moving to overturn the ban. Do you in Congress think you'll have any luck at getting the president to change his order and end the ban, or at least passing this new legislation?
Well, we're certainly working on it, but what we need is more Republicans to stand up, because Democrats right now are leading this fight. And these are not Democratic or Republican issues. These are fundamentally American issues about our values and our Constitution. And so what I've been doing is not just talking to fellow Democrats, but reaching out across the aisle to Republicans who share these concerns. And I'll tell you, I've received an awful lot of communication from Massachusetts Republicans who are saying, keep up the fight. Go for it, because we need to keep this battle going for the next 4 years.
One more question. As a former military man, this weekend, President Trump said his chief strategist, Steve Bannon, is going to join meetings of his National Security Council, while the director of national intelligence and while the chair of the Joint Chiefs will only attend when there are, quote, issues pertaining to their responsibilities discussed. As a former military man, what's your reaction to that?
This is another terrible threat to our national security. It's clear that Donald Trump and his administration put politics ahead of the safety of Americans, of the safety of American troops and the safety of us here at home.
Seth Moulton, Massachusetts Congressman, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.